Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, we reflect on our top story, and this time around, really taking a look at the history of African Bank. This comes on the back of one of its founders, Dr. Sam Matsunyane, who is one of the founding members of NAFCOC, the National African Federated Chamber of Commerce and Industry, having passed away at the age of 97. Having been dubbed as the father of black business due to his contributions in establishing and mentoring black business executives and entrepreneurs, we're going to reflect on the importance not only of his leadership, participation in the economy, but of course how this continues to reflect in the day-to-day and business activities that we see in South Africa. Dr. Thabo Ngoti joins us now, the chairman of African Bank. Such a pleasure to speak to you, sir, in a very different capacity. Before, we used to talk company numbers when you were CEO, but great to have you back on the show this evening and welcome. Okay, Mr. Ngoti, your phone might be on mute, so we are looking just to unmute that mic. That's Thabo Ngoti, who will be joining us, the chairman of African Bank. Fantastic. I think we've got audio now. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
A real pleasure to touch base with you. And I guess for many of our listeners who perhaps might not be familiar with the stalwart of African Bank in the reflection of Dr. Samuel Matsunyane, perhaps it's important that we just fully comprehend and understand his contribution to the business environment.
Thank you so much. I think Dr. Matsunyane most certainly is known for many things, but to us at African Bank and business community, he was part of the founding fathers of the bank in 1964. They conceived a bank that is going to support a South African businessman, particularly a black businessman who at the time was not having any access to funding and funding their ideas. That idea, they worked on it from 1964 against all the odds, and only in 1975, they managed to launch a bank. It has been the vision of Dr. Matsunyane and the other founders to make sure that a bank does support black business people so that they can participate in a meaningful part of the economy. I think that's a legacy Dr. Matsunyane has left behind of really finding opportunities that are accessible to many other people who are trying to build themselves. Mm. And I think that's what we remember for.
100%. I'm keen, especially just to take a look at the environment and the journey that he obviously had to walk, especially from a banking point of view. As we know, banks in South Africa are highly regulated. The process to get licensed and even trust, which perhaps is one of the most intangible values that many businesses have, but is very critical to the success and sustainability of their operations. Talk us through this and how it essentially has played an imprint in the history and role of African Bank in South Africa today.
Yeah, no, I think one of the things he used to say is how when they formed the bank, first of all, they knew the need was there, but clearly they didn't fully appreciate the challenges they would have had to overcome. Firstly, it was just getting the license. To get the license, you have to be fully capitalized. To be fully capitalized at the time, you required a far more significant amount of money than they had contemplated. And that was a challenge. Getting the regulator to accept that organizations like his, the group of people that had put together, could actually become owners of a bank in a highly regulated industry that it is today, it has always been, was also difficult and was difficult to convince. Getting the necessary capital to get it going, it became very clear that their own meager resources were not going to be enough. They needed to convince the mainstream organizations to come on board and support them. So yes, it was really overcoming a number of challenges, which then, even now, were still tough for anybody to overcome.
100%. I'm also keen to get your thoughts in terms of, you know, how his life, legacy and contribution to the economy has galvanized and produced many more black industrialists and entrepreneurs in the country today.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that Dr. Matsunyane did was unselfish about his time and his contribution into building a number of institutions. The bank is just but small. His role in NAFCOC and what they sought to achieve as a black organization at the time when business people were not supported is quite commendable. Since then, his role in the new government when it was formed in serving what would have been the National Council of Provinces at this moment is also commendable. His role in really dealing with social issues that had plagued us over time, and including various commissions that he's participated in, for me is testimony to a person who really played a role at large, not in a narrow sense of thinking of himself as just a businessman or a father or a family member. He was all those things to all of us.
What I'm keen to also understand, perhaps if we can personalize this slightly, Dr. Lloti, is of course perhaps your interactions and lessons that you've learned from him, especially around leadership.
Yeah, I think for me, what stands out is visions is not something you just dream. It's something you do, and you don't do it alone. You do it with others. That's important because it really, he has marched a difficult path, but he has found different people to walk that journey with, and they have achieved great things because they've really, he has found colleagues along the way for various initiatives. That's the first part. The second part for me is really truly being genuine about who you are. I mean, Dr. Mantsonyane, if you met him, certainly the last time I met him and a few occasions, he was a very approachable, but at the same time, a very firm and clear person around what he stands for and what he's seeking to achieve. I think that left a huge impression on everybody that contacted him, that engaged with him, that he was genuine. He was very clear what he's seeking to achieve all the way until in the very late stage in his life. He was very clear about things that he seeks to achieve, including just the fact that Black people don't own enough of the economy. We need to do something about it. It remained one of his things that he sought to achieve. So that clarity about your purpose, what you are seeking to achieve, certainly it's something that we can all learn from and we can hope to emulate.
Speaking about purpose, we know that African Bank lives by the mantra that it's a bank for the people, by the people, serving the people. As we look at the continuing journey of African Bank, it's the legacy and influence of Dr. Mantsonyane, and of course how we move it forward, taking the road to listing in 2025. I'm keen to understand how, as a leadership at the bank, and of course how you interact with your people, customers, stakeholders, and staff, how you look to continue to imprint this culture of not only diversity, but excellence within your stable. Just linking it to the mandate and statement of African Bank,
yes.
How it speaks to the continuation of the legacy of Dr. Mantsonyane.
Yes, I think at the bank, we take obviously seriously his legacy of being a bank for the people, by the people, serving the people. It talks to not just a transformation, as you highlighted, of our staff complement. It talks to the customers we seek to achieve. It talks to the businesses that we seek to bring on board and support. It talks to the ownership that we envisage. We've just concluded the staff ownership program that we have got approval to implement by our shareholders. These are all small but important milestones in really making African Bank more the bank for the people, by the people, serving the people. And we take that at heart.
100%. Wishing you all the best and continuing this legacy. And most importantly, our condolences are extended to you and the family overall at African Bank on your loss.
Thank you so much. And we send condolences to the family mostly because they have really lost somebody dear to them and who's also dear to all of us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Dr. Thabo Lloti, Chairman of African Bank, joining us this evening to reflect on the legacy of one of the co-founders of African Bank and known as the father of Black business, Dr. Samuel Mantsonyane.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.